Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
I'm here with Susie Lyon, so it must be time for Big Screen, Little Screen, looking at things that we can stream this week. Susie, you are covering one animation and one series, and then a few spin-off series of that said series. Let's start with the animation.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, the first one we got for you is called Luca, and it's on Disney Plus, and it is out now, so you can start watching it already.
We're heading under the sea, well, sort of, at least, with this show from Disney and Pixar.
Luca is a coming-of-age fantasy film set on the Italian Riviera in the 50s or 60s. Luca is a sea monster who can assume human form when he is on land. He explores the town of Porto Rosso with his best friend Alberto, and they develop a friendship with a local girl named Julia. Julia helps the two friends to take part in a race that will win them enough money to buy a Vespa scooter and travel the world. But Luca soon discovers what school is and starts to change his plans. All the while, the two must not get wet for fear of turning back into sea monsters.
You know what? I love the message there for children. Like, oh, you might think that you want to do fun things, but look, little Luca has discovered school. And school is what he really wants to do. I kind of love it. Let's have a quick listen.
We do not go anywhere near the surface. Got it?
Everything good is above the surface.
Walking.
Air! The sky, clouds, the sun.
Whoa, don't look at it.
Just kidding. Definitely look at it.
Have you ever gone to the human town?
Yeah.
I'm kind of an expert.
So Pixar actually sent their artists to Italy for research for this film.
Yeah, that's right. This is director Enrico Casarosa's first feature-length film, and the movie takes inspiration from Casarosa's childhood in Genoa. Several Pixar artists were sent to the Italian Riviera, gathering research from Italian culture and environment. The sea monsters, a metaphor for feeling different, were loosely based on old Italian regional myths and folklore, as well as changelings from other cultures, such as Japanese and Irish myths and artwork.
This does remind me of the Little Mermaid film, which Disney released in 1989 without any of that romance angle that the Little Mermaid had. But it's got that whole kind of, I get to transform into having feet when I'm on land and I discover what it's like to be human, but I'm really a fish kind of angle. But there are links in Luca to other Disney and Pixar movies.
Yeah, so Pixar fans will know that there are Easter eggs strewn throughout their movies, little hints at new movies or throwbacks to old movies. Some fans even make a point of finding and studying all the Easter eggs in each production put out by Pixar. So some of them that relate to Luca are in the film Soul, there is a poster advertising Porto Rosso as a tourist destination, which is where Luca goes on his adventures on land. Some of the posters in the square in Porto Rosso is advertising a movie from Disney called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, a film that was released in 1954, a hint to the year that this one is based in. And also, there is a scene with a train, and the number of the train is the same number as the postcode for the Californian-based Pixar studio.
Let's move on and take a look at something that's on Sky Show this week. We are looking at a series, and then we're going to follow up and look at a spin-off series of this series. Both of these are now available. So what are we looking at?
Power is an American crime drama TV series that was written and produced by Courtney A. Kemp in collaboration with Curtis Jackson, who you might know as 50 Cent. He also appears in the show. The TV series tells the story of James St. Patrick, or his alias Ghost, as he tries to leave the criminal world as a drug kingpin and attempts to pursue a legitimate business as a nightclub owner. He struggles to balance these two worlds while also trying to save his marriage and avoid being captured by police. His friend turned rival, Cannon, is played by 50 Cent, and the main lead actor is played by Omar Hardwick, with Natura Nolton playing his suffering but loyal wife.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer for Power Season 1. Bear in mind that Seasons 1 to 6 are now available on Sky Show. So this is from the very, very first season, just to give you a little taste of what happens.
Our goal is the prosecution of one of the most notorious drug traffickers in our hemisphere.
We open up a nightclub to hide the money.
What if it could be more than that, though, man?
I just wanted to stay this way.
I won't be a drug dealer forever, Tasha.
Everybody starts out small.
Question is, what are you gonna make of yourself?
You don't just become a good guy, Jamie. You are always one inside.
So Skye, are confident that you are going to fall in love with this show. And I do love a good crime drama. But they have confidence that you watch season one, you're going to love it.
That's right. So Skye have released seasons 1 to 6 and they are all available to watch now. But if you don't yet have a subscription, fear not, as they are allowing all non-subscribers to get a taste of power and watch season one completely free until the 31st of July. After that, if you enjoy the series and you still want to try it out for free, there is their 7-day free trial. After that, it's only $9.90 a month.
But there's the spin-off as well.
Yeah, as of the 18th of July, you can also see the spin-off series called Power, Book 3, Raising Canon, a prequel following the story of Canon, the friend turned rival of James St. Peter. Book 3, Raising Canon, covers Canon's early life in Queens. It focuses on what it means to be a young black man in New York City in the early 90s.
Book 3 isn't the only spin-off, though, that has followed this successful TV series.
Yeah, book 2 followed St. James's son's life. And if you love it, there are more spin-off series coming. Book 4 and book 5 are in the making, focusing on other characters.
Thanks very much, Susie, for covering this week Power seasons 1 to 6 and Power book 3, Raising Canon. That's all out now on Sky. You can enjoy those. And as Susie has quite rightly said, you can actually watch Power, the first season, completely free until the end of this month. So go and check that one out. And then also we took a look at Luca, which is the film that you can watch on Disney Plus, both streaming this week on Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie, thanks for telling us about what we can watch.
No worries. Enjoy the little screen.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.